done, but I'll do it later.
Certainly appreciate it. Would you also call it a swill bucket? Could you
call
it
a swill?
Yeah.
I have heard them called a swill, but here again, the people that called them swill buckets were the people that lived in town that had no friggin' idea how dirty a hog was.
It was slop.
It was slop. It just was slop, period. Yeah. Okay?
I want to ask about some names, not names, but some sort of labels for animals. A male cow.
Is a bull.
What would a female cow be? A cow or?
A cow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about a young cow?
Heifer.
Okay. What about sheep? Male sheep?
A buck.
Okay. And a female sheep?
You.
Okay. Did you also hear ram for a male sheep?
Oh, yeah. But a ram is a short name for Rambouillet.
Really?
Which is a breed of sheep.
Okay.
That have the big horns,
right.
Curled horns. So that's a ram.
Okay.
But if you had a different kind of sheep, which there are lots of varieties of sheep.
Yeah.
Okay. If you had a different kind of sheep, you didn't have a ram, you had a buck, but he didn't have horns. Mm-hmm. So he could only knock you 20 feet instead of 100 when he got there. Oh, sheep are mean.
Yeah.
They're mean.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah.
They look so not mean. Don't trust them, huh?
Yeah, don't trust them. I've been knocked across the trough many times.
Really?
Because they always manage to sneak in behind you, and then they'll butt you real quick. And boy, I'm telling you, they can just lift your feet off the ground and just ship you right over that trough when you're pouring grain.
I guess I heard that about billy goats. Are those?
Billy goats are just bad or worse.
Okay. Are those sheep, per se? Or?
Mm-mm.
Okay, they're something else.
Yeah.
They're goats.
They're different. Yeah.
What about a male pig?
It's a boar.
Okay, and a female?
Sow.
And a male horse? You got a name for that?
Let's see. A gelding and a mare is a female.
Yeah.
What the heck do they call it? Is it a stud?
That's what I got.
Okay, I guess that's right.
What is a bronco?
A bronco is a wild horse.
Okay.
And my team.
And your team. Everybody's here. Okay. You get many sort of long, they're not horses, but they have these long ears. And
donkeys, mules.
Do you get those? Do you have those around here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are donkeys and mules the same thing?
No. Donkey is a natural.
Okay.
Donkey is a natural animal.
Okay.
Burro. A burro and a donkey.
Are about the same.
Are naturals.
Thing. Okay.
Okay. But a mule is a cross between a mule and a horse.
Okay.
They're not a natural.
Okay. Do you
know a mule? It's a horse and a donkey. I don't know how they do that.
Do you know why
it's a crossbreed?
Do you know why they did that? I mean, if they had donkeys.
For durability, a donkey is tiny. And a horse is large,
okay.
So consequently, by interacting the two of them, they got a mule, which is almost as big as a horse and very tough.
Okay.
They pack them.
So
they
tough
pack
like
them.
A donkey, but big like a horse.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Right. Which one of those would be called a jackass? Have you heard that?
It's term? A donkey. It's a little guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Little gray ones.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the term for poor cattle? Cattle, it's not very good. Have you ever heard of them? Do they have a name for that, or poor sheep?
We call them scrubs.
Scrubs?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, if that's what you're referring to, but if we had one that was, you know, that weren't up to par for market,
mm-hmm.
We called them scrubs.
Okay. Did all those, the animals that we just talked about, cows and sheep and horses, all can be castrated?
Uh-huh.
Do you know of another word for castrate? Is there something else they say around here that you can think of?